First in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Hey everyone, I'm a regular guest host on the nationally syndicated Alan Nathan Show on the Main Street Radio Network.
Now, the one who protects us all from prattling prognosticators and perfidious pundits.
I say, America, stay out the bushes.
Look for the union label.
To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government.
From my cold, dead hands.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
It's time for the Alan Nathan Show. Here he is, the longest-running nationally syndicated centrist host in the country, Alan Nathan.
Welcome, everybody, to the second hour of the Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline, filling in for Alan today, and he's on assignment, but it is a great pleasure to be with you, and we're opening our second hour with commentator, military analyst, and co-author of Endgame, The Blueprint for Victory in the War on Terror, written with General Paul Vallely, U.S. Army retired. General Tom McInerney, U.S. Air Force retired, joins us right now. Thank you, General. Good to have you along.
Thanks for having me, Karen. Delighted to be with you.
Yes. So at the very latest, the latest thing going on, at least right now, is finally, conservatives everywhere are saying how relieved they are that there has now been evidence that is trickling, or maybe not quite flooding, but trickling out on the Russiagate affair that was designed to topple Donald Trump's first term before he even got started. And so now that's actually happening, but the media is doing what they always do. The propaganda media, they're ignoring it, right?
Correct.
Yeah. The question is, yes, go ahead. Just wax philosophic, because we all, you know, I want to hear from your perspective about all of this.
Well, we're in the 2016 era right now, Karen. General Vallely and I have written two books since then. The first one was Invisible Treason in America. And then the next one is Beyond Treason, the Aftermath of Destruction. Now, in that, on the latest book, we lay out in 2020, now I'm jumping from 2016 to 2020, because I want to make a point, and then I'll go back to 2016, but it makes it easier for our listeners to understand. On page 33 of our latest book, I'm going to read you a paragraph, and it shows the number in the 2020 election. It was stolen, and it was stolen by the Chinese communists using a top secret special access program called Hammer and Scorecard that the CIA had, in which it's like your iPhone. Hammer is like your iPhone. It dials into the frequency, and then Scorecard manipulates the votes. And they did it in the six battleground states, Karen. Yeah. The battleground states were Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. And in each one of those six battleground states, and I won't go through the names of them. Well, I will. And it was Maricopa County in Arizona. It was Clark County in Nevada, which is Las Vegas. It was, I believe, Waukegan County in Wisconsin. It was Detroit County in Michigan, Philadelphia County in Pennsylvania, and it was Fannie's County in Georgia. And they changed, for instance, in Arizona, they had 284,412 votes switched from Trump to Biden. In Nevada, they had 4,099 votes switched from Trump to Biden. In Wisconsin, they had 195,755 votes switched to Biden. Michigan also, interesting, had the same number, which tells you they were equations. Now, you're not going to hear this anywhere in the country.
People were bullied into staying quiet about it. I mean, if you suspect a dishonest election, that's a threat to democracy, which of course is a threat to freedom to not be able to speak up about what you suspect, right?
Precisely. Now, the mainstream media, to include Fox and Newsmax, and I was a Fox visiting guest for 16 and a half years until I was fired. They've gotten guidance from the top, the very top. Rupert Murdoch, Newsmax is the same for the owner there. None of those two very conservative media outlets, Newsmax and Fox, ever examined the 2020 election. Now, I apologize for jumping in front of the 2016 election, because everybody is talking about, Karen, the 2016 election. And, I mean...
Well, let me just say that when I asked you about Russiagate, it's interesting that you moved right to voter election fraud. But what people may not understand is that it is all connected. In fact, when you see Russiagate and what they were doing then, you have to ask yourself, now that there's evidence about all of this that we were watching before our very eyes, I kept asking people, oh, but these people would never cheat an election, would they? No, they would never do a thing like that. Well, they were cheating to delegitimize Trump completely and to sabotage his first term and not to be able to get him elected in the first place or to allow Americans to have their voices heard and their will be done. Not at all.
Correct. And right. when this comes out, and it will be made public, it will be, the American people will be told this as they go from 2016 up to 2020. And then Barack Hussein Obama will be guilty of treason.
Let me stop you for a minute, because I have heard even people on the right mince words about the very definition of treason, since we don't think that's even possible in this country. Would you, for our audience, define exactly what treason is and what's actionable?
Well, if you look at what treason says in the Constitution, and the way it spells it out, aiding and abetting an enemy, that's why getting into 2020 election shows, because it was the Chinese Communist Party that switched the votes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, what do you mean, the Chinese Communist Party? Yes. When the source code was given over to Comey and James Baker, who was his chief legal advisor when he was the FBI, the source code fingerprints were left in electronic matters. So we know when it came in those six battleground states, because they left a calling card, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And that's why jumping to 2020 simplifies 2016. And you can probably have a Philadelphia lawyer say that Barack Hussein Obama in 2016 was not guilty of treason. Uh-huh. And he could probably get away with it. But you can't, when you find out that it was the Chinese Communist Party that used that top secret special access program of CIA called Hammer and Scorecard. When they used that, and they enabled Joe Biden to win the election. And so that's where the treason comes in.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was collusion. All you have to do, you have only to see what the Democrats on the bandwagon were charging the Republican Party with to know precisely what they were guilty of, right? They charged the Republicans with everything they were doing. Let me go back to something. James Baker. Are we talking about the same James Baker that was a Republican?
No.
Okay. All right.
That
just checking.
That was the former Secretary of State, as I recall.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if there was help from certain Republicans, deep state Republicans, who never said a word about any of this. Right?
I think that's going to come out.
Yes. General, stay right there. Thank you so much for staying with us. One more segment, and we can get into this more. It is unbelievable, and we want and need accountability. So General Tom McInerney is going to stay with us for one more segment. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline on the Main Street Radio Network. Stay tuned.
On November 13, 2022, four University of Idaho students were brutally murdered in the quiet college town of Moscow, Idaho. Within the devastated community, questions and fear abound. A new documentary series on Prime Video, One Night in Idaho, The College Murders, investigates this shocking event to uncover the truth. The twists and turns of what happened after the murders, an explosion of online digging, a cross-country manhunt, a dramatic arrest and a looming trial made this one of the most talked about stories in recent memory. This was a case that captured the country's attention and fed its paranoia. It was one of the highest profile stories of the last decade, and it created a lot of social media sleuths who tried to find answers. One Night in Idaho, The College Murders delivers enlightening details from those involved in and affected by the crimes and explores the continued impact and fallout. One Night in Idaho, The College Murders, premieres July 11th only on Prime Video.
It's time to hang up that wreath and decorate the tree. Christmas time is here. At least it is on Hallmark Channel as the network begins its annual Christmas in July programming event. July 7th marks the premiere of Christmas at Sea, a new docuseries that follows passionate superfans aboard Hallmark's inaugural Christmas cruise from Miami to Nassau. Hallmark star Ben Ayers.
Hallmark Channel has an amazing fan base, and Christmas at Sea captures the joy, connection, and community that defined the Hallmark fan experience. I had such a blast being on the ship, meeting the fans, and hearing their stories.
Sarah Drew.
Christmas at Sea captures the unforgettable moments we witnessed firsthand. From a surprise wedding to a girls' trip with lifelong friends, it's just a fun way to celebrate the magic of Hallmark and the fans who make it so special.
Don't miss Christmas at Sea, July 7th on Hallmark Channel, and tune in all month long for exclusive countdown to Christmas sneak peeks, fan-voted movies, and much more.
Looking for a career path with strong pay, room to grow, and real impact? The U.S. energy industry is growing fast with a need to fill 32 million jobs in the next decade. Gabriela Colon is a recruitment manager at National Grid.
When people think of energy jobs, they picture engineers or skilled trade professionals like electricians and technicians. We've got plenty of those jobs open, but we also need professionals in areas like IT, communications, finance, cybersecurity, and more.
You don't need industry experience to pursue an energy career. Ignacio Estella is SVP of Talent and Innovation at AvantGrid.
Our industry values skills-based hiring and provides on-the-job training, making it accessible for those with a strong work ethic and a willingness to learn, even without a college degree. Whether you have a GED, a PhD, or something in between, there are opportunities in energy.
Visit getintoenergy.org to explore different career paths and search openings.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline, and boy, am I excited and pleased that General Tom McInerney U.S. Air Force, retired, has agreed to stay with us one more segment because we're talking about so much important stuff. He's a commentator, military analyst, co-author of Endgame, the blueprint for victory in the war on terror. And too bad we're not going to be able to talk about that today. We're talking about treason in America, which conservatives have been watching. I'm going to just ask you one little question that I know was going to... anyway, thank you, by the way, for staying with us, General. We appreciate it.
Delighted, Karen.
Delighted to have you. So when DNI Secretary Tulsi Gabbard, and I think it was revealed in the Justice Department, maybe Dan Bongino or Cash Patel, they say that they discovered a burn bag with a whole bunch more evidence. I'm wondering if it wasn't one of those whistleblowers who put it there for this administration to find. That's just a hunch. What do you say?
I think your hunches are very good. In other words, the patterns of behavior help them do that. And that's how in this business we operate, from patterns of behavior. And
it's what I look at, too. Yeah.
You know, what is so stunning is the mainstream media. I heard just yesterday a mainstream media person was on one of the panels and was disputing that Comey and Brennan and Barack Hussein Obama were not doing anything dangerous to the country by setting up Trump and creating this false doctrine that they got from Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. And look, every New York Times, Washington Post, all of them, every major media should be aware of what's going on. Our book has been out now 6-7 months. And none of the mainstream media want to even reference those numbers I gave you that is hardcore evidence of that. Now, the Come to Jesus meeting is coming soon, Karen. There's no question about it. I think they're probably saving it for as you get close to the midterm election. Uh-huh. That's when they want to expose it and expose how Barack Hussein Obama, James Comey, Brennan, et al., James Baker, were in cahoots with the Chinese Communist Party. And
stunning.
If you want to
stand
it further, let's get into COVID-19.
Oh, my God, yes. We haven't even really addressed that at all. But can I just make one comment along the line? And then don't forget what you're going to say. I could talk to you for an hour. I think our listeners could listen to you for an hour. Now that we're beginning to see the level of prosperity and success that Trump is uniquely capable of affecting for our country, the patterns of behavior that we're talking about that you and I kind of connect on, in my mind, people need to make the connection that that is what these bad guys wanted to prevent. That is what these guys were afraid of, is the American people finding out what is truly possible when you have an honest government that cares about the people and the free market. And they didn't want anybody to find that out, and that's what people are finding out now. It's not a surprise to me that Trump did all of what he did first, and now this is trickling out so they can see we would add even more prosperity in 2016. If they hadn't done everything they could to try and stop it.
You're spot on, Karen. You're spot on. And they must be held accountable.
Yes,
this
they
is not
must.
Revenge. But
correct.
People do not fully understand how close we have come to losing this democratic republic that
Completely.
We have had. And the World Economic Forum, the Chinese Communist Party, the Democratic Party. Look at the Democratic Party today. That is a communist Marxist group, Islamo-fascist group that I mean, the challenges that they've made with Israel and what happened on 7 October and the absolute carnage going on there. I grew up in Germany after World War II because my father was an Army Ordnance Colonel. And before the Marshall Plan, I was a teenager in junior high and high school, my freshman year. And he ran the BMW and the Mercedes factories rebuilding U.S. vehicles left over from World War II because the Marshall Plan had not yet kicked in. The Korean War had not started. There was a Cold War building up. But I saw how the Allies, because I was on the first train, my father was the train commander. I was on the first train into Berlin from Helmstadt. And when the Berlin Wall came down, not the wall, but when the blockade came down.
Yes.
And what I'm leading into, Karen, is the way that we got rid of Nazism in Germany is the same way that the Israelis must get rid of Hamas.
General, I wish I had more time to ask you this question because you're uniquely qualified. As a Jewish conservative person, I am seeing a disturbing level of Jew hatred coming from the right because they were desperate for answers after COVID. And now they are blaming the Israelis and the Jewish people for globalism and going back to conspiracies from hundreds of years ago that have been debunked. And that feeds into the communist plan to have people at each other's throats and exploit the most hateful tensions and bigotries that are already existing. I know that's really, we don't have time to talk about it, but I wish when I'm on next, it'll be a while, I think, but when I'm not on next, I would love for you to comment on that because it divides this country in an ugly, ugly way. Do you have a quick comment before we have to let you go? And then I promise, I can't wait to have you back.
You're absolutely correct. I've had three visits to Israel. One of the visits I got to be with, I think there were six or eight of us, retired military people. It was when I was part of Fox News. And we got to see Bibi, spend an hour with him. But I'm firmly convinced they are using the right strategy today, Karen.
General Tom McInerney, what a blessing, what a gift to be able to talk with you, with your knowledge and expertise. I can't wait to do it again, Sarah. Thank you for your time. Is there a place they can follow you?
No, I don't do social media just because I'm overloaded.
They'll have to follow you on The Ellen Nathan Show. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's not the glamorous part of world travel, but picking up a preventable virus instead of an exotic souvenir is a guaranteed way to ruin a trip. Whether planning a family vacation, mapping out a solo adventure, or traveling for work this summer, the CDC is urging travelers to think beyond the suitcase when it comes to preparing for a trip abroad. Dr. Amy Lynn Safady gives us some tips for overseas travel.
The CDC recommends consulting with a healthcare provider at least 4 to 6 weeks ahead of your trip to allow time to prepare. Depending on where you're traveling, there may be vaccines you should consider or be required to receive. CVS Pharmacy has many necessary vaccines, such as Tdap, hepatitis B, typhoid, cholera, Japanese encephalitis, and more. Availability varies by state. Also, be sure you're up to date on your prescriptions and have an ample supply on hand to last the duration of your trip, plus extra just in case of travel delays.
You can make appointments for yourself and your family by visiting CVS.com or with the CVS Health app. Summer has arrived, presenting great job opportunities within the travel industry. Pilot, the largest network of travel centers with nearly 900 locations across 44 states, is hiring 7,500 team members with weekly pay training, support, and competitive benefits, Pilot is committed to supporting its team and helping them make the most of their miles. Abby Bilbrey, field recruiter at Pilot, shares insights on the company's commitment to hiring as summer travelers hit the open road.
Pilot is hiring 7,500 team members called Journey Makers across our travel centers, on-site restaurants, and tanker fleet. We seek driven, reliable, authentic, and welcoming individuals to ensure our guests are fueled up, filled up, and lifted up for the road ahead. Join us to be part of a company that continues to show people they matter at every turn.
To learn more or to apply to become a journey maker, visit jobs.pilotflyingj.com/national hiring.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school feels a lot like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. Getting on that path may be easier than you think. A good place to start? Go to findsomethingnew.org. At findsomethingnew.org, you have access to resources that help develop new skills. Skills that will position you for careers in today's growing industries. From healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Plus, you can take advantage of online courses, certification programs, apprenticeships, and more. So you can take yourself from unemployed and uncertain to empowered and prepared for what's next. Find your path to a new career today. Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline, filling in for Alan today. And it is always a pleasure to talk to Al Parada, creator of the Bananas Republic Substack, former managing editor of The Stream, former VP creative director for All Comedy Radio, former Voice of America, producer and co-author of the counterterrorism memoir, Hostile Intent, Protecting Yourself Against Terrorism. Al Parada joins us right now. Hi, Al. Good to have you.
Oh, great to be back. Always great to be back.
Always master of both serious subjects like protecting yourself against terrorism and lots of comedy as well. So there's quite the comedy going on in Texas right now, where Democrats who don't get their own way on redistricting decide they're just going to up and leave. It's amazing that they are so predictable in this regard. What do you think, and what do you think might happen next?
Well, first thing I got to say is, having lived in Texas, I don't blame anybody for fleeing Texas in August, whatever excuse they have. I mean, it's miserable down there. This is a crazy stunt. They did something like this a few years ago. I don't remember why. It might have been something a little more trivial, but they did the same stunt where
yes,
they fled
they did.
To avoid the
I remember.
Control. And so it's I guess Abbott and Paxton probably expected them to do this, and so they're ready for this. And it's a show, but I do hope they act. I hope they, Governor says he wants to, throw them out of the house. That's not going to show up for work. Anybody else doesn't show up for work, throws a hissy fit. The boss fires them.
You know what, Al? I am worried that Governor Abbott is all talk on this. He needs to go through with it, not just threaten it. Do you think he'll actually do it? Because I'm tired of people saying they're going to do stuff and then they just kind of back off. Abbott is one of those guys that does tend to back off sometimes. Go do it. Yeah. Do it.
Yeah, well, Paxton, I think Paxton will go get them. He'll drag them back, I think. So that helps a little bit. Maybe they'll work something out. Maybe it's all theater and they all have it. Who knows? But I do hope they do act this, because this is ridiculous. It's hysterical listening to Democrats get so freaked out at us when they, gerrymander is the one thing they do well. And so in another state.
Well, they do something else well. Al, they lie really well.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And people are used to watching them lie. And then yet they still keep doing it. But I digress.
No, you don't. It's all part of it. It's like a show, and it is ridiculous because, like I said, they do it, and they get away with it, They go ahead and count illegal immigrants to gerrymander the whole country, basically.
Always. They fly them in. They don't even make them go over the border. They just fly them into the districts they want them. And after all, Al, you know, nobody's above the law, right? Nobody.
Yeah. Nobody's
except
above
them.
The law. No. No. So it's crazy. Or like
it
California. Or California, where there's where the rule, the election law is you keep counting the votes until the Democrat wins. You know,
correct.
However many months it takes to get enough votes out of somewhere, somebody's butt, to get the counts or a Democrat wins.
Yeah.
That's how they do elections. New York, you got the governor up there today. She's like, this is war. The gloves are off. She's got some of the people fleeing her state. That's why they're losing representatives there. Maybe she's trying to keep people in her state rather than worry about what's going on in Texas. It's like,
well, she's not going to with that Democrat candidate over there.
Oh,
it's scary stuff. One of the things.
What about that?
One of the things I love talking to you about is that the issues that we talk about so frequently on this program, and Alan does, is always most effective, I think, when you can mock them and use humor. And you do that incredibly well. So on this issue and others, what would you do, you know, channel your comedic self in these Texas Democrats who, you know, throw down their marbles and say they're stalking off?
Well, the good news is when you have people like Jasmine Crockett helping lead the way, you don't have to really work hard to mock it. I mean,
no, you don't.
I mean, you got that out front. This is not, you know, when it comes to Texas leaders, this isn't Sam Houston down there. You know,
how did she get to be in elected office anyway? Can you explain that to our listeners? Well, how did that person get to be elected in Texas of all places?
Okay. Well, I think her district is pretty blue. And I think when she ran, I don't think she was a nut job. I think part of me thinks this is part of an act. I remember seeing an interview with her before she was elected, and she was more soft-spoken.
Well, but maybe being normal was part of the act, and this is her real self.
Maybe. I don't know. She's like she's very well-educated from, you know, ritzy little background. And she sounds like she's, like, doing videos, you know, like Cardi B or something like that. I think it's a show. I also had this one theory, and I didn't really expand on it much. That, you know how in the blues, in the world of the blues, there's the legend of the crossroads, where somebody goes down, makes a deal with the devil, and they become the great bluesman, like Robert Johnson. That's the legend of the crossroads.
Yes, I've heard about that.
I think there's another crossroads somewhere in D.C. that lame politicians go to. They make a deal with the devil, whoever that devil is, and all of a sudden they blow up into something bigger.
Al,
they get the power.
You're talking my language. I have talked until I was red in the face, not blue. Red is communist. I don't know why they did that. Anyway, I have talked and talked about the similarity between the Faustian bargain, making a deal with the devil, and that is how you see people make complete 180s.
Yes.
I'm from Colorado. I saw Ken Buck, the most conservative U.S. representative, congressman, and within the span of months, he became an enemy of Republicans, just like that.
Yeah.
Who thinks that he didn't make a deal with the devil? I'm sorry to say Lauren Boebert probably did too, because they were threatening her with exposing all of her more embarrassing behavior. And they do that in order to scare the daylights out of them. And they want to stay in office. It's a perennial story.
I think Boebert should have learned Donald Trump's lesson, which was to make sure your life's in the tabloids before you go into politics. So when they come after you when you're into politics, like, really, think about Trump.
They've run out of stuff.
Like, yeah, you're going to be embarrassed. The guy had his wife and his mistress get into a fight at a ski resort in front of all the tabloids.
I remember. I was living in New York then.
Oh, yeah. Anything after that, it's like, what are you going to do to me, right?
So, yeah, they...
But,
They were joking in windows, in store windows, about the blank check he was going to give his ex-wife, who happened to be a Czech, Czechoslovakian. There were all of those jokes, and they ran out of stuff. And Trump doesn't even drink or smoke, so, you know, they didn't have anything
but
else.
To get back to the serious point, it's like, either they're blackmailed, which is kind of what that kid from North Carolina, I remember his name, he was a freshman congressman, and he started writing about how the seediness and the drug parties and the sex parties, and they ran him out of town. You know, and I think there's a blackmail involved. And I do wonder what happens. I think of somebody like John Roberts. I mean, to get serious for a second, he would have these decisions as an associate justice that would say something, and then comes Chief Justice, same argument, same issue, and he does a 180.
Some people think that he made several trips to Epstein Island.
Yeah.
And although a lot of that is speculation, I call it the three B's, Al: bullying, bribery, or blackmail. One of them or a combination thereof. That's what goes on.
There's a fourth. There's a fourth B. Beautiful people. You want to be accepted.
Yes.
I think that's in there too. What is going to have you accepted in the Georgetown cocktail parties, on the lecture circuit, and polite society of the Washington elite and media, for that matter.
And you know what? Even though I'm Jewish and we don't think of Satan quite the same way, it doesn't matter, because there are a lot of people that worship evil anyway. And besides, the differences are mild by comparison. Jews do believe in the evil inclination. Well, what is that? That's playing on your weakest thing, your most vulnerable Achilles heel. That's what evil people play upon to get you to do their bidding. This is so fascinating. I'm so glad you agreed to stay with us one more segment. Close us out. We're talking to Al Parada, humorist and serious thinker as well. We're going to be right back on The Alan Nathan Show on the Main Street Radio Network. Stay tuned.
A critically acclaimed docuseries returns to Prime Video with a compelling and powerful new chapter. Shiny Happy People, A Teenage Holy War, reveals teenagers being exploited, manipulated, and converted into soldiers to make America a Christian nation at any cost. The three-part series focuses on the controversial organization Teen Mania, once America's largest youth ministry, which attracted millions through their wildly popular stadium shows. Teens filled colossal stadiums, sang religious rock anthems, swore purity oaths, and embarked on culturally questionable global missions. But beneath the wholesome illusion lies a darker undercurrent, brutal spiritual boot camps, and relentless psychological control, all under the command of a charismatic leader with endless ambitions. The previous installment of Shiny Happy People, which unveiled the truth behind the Duggar family, was the number one most viewed documentary series on Prime Video. Don't miss Shiny Happy People, A Teenage Holy War, now streaming on Prime Video.
With summer in full swing, a new survey is making waves and raising eyebrows about what really happens in America's swimming pools. The 2025 Healthy Pool Survey finds nearly half of swimmers admit to regularly rinsing their dirty feet or sandals in the pool, turning it into a communal foot bath. Three-time Olympic gold medalist and swimming safety advocate Rowdy Gaines urges swimmers to think twice.
This isn't just gross, it's dangerous. Chlorine is meant to kill germs, but it can't do that as effectively when it's overloaded with, say, dirt, sand, and other contaminants.
In response, the American Chemistry Council and Pool and Hot Tub Alliance are raising awareness of how swimmer habits directly affect water quality.
Everyone plays a role in pool safety. You may be tempted to dip your feet or flip-flops in the water, but find that nearest shower and rinse off there instead. That small step can make a big difference in keeping pools safe and healthy.
Learn more at healthypools.org.
According to the U.S. Army, nearly 50% of military recruits come from rural areas, despite less than 20% of the U.S. population living in those communities. This strong representation highlights the deep tradition of service rooted in rural America, a connection that one company is uniquely positioned to celebrate. Marty Skold-Jordan, executive director of the Tractor Supply Foundation, explains about her company's Hometown Heroes program to honor and help.
Tractor Supply knows our active military, veterans, and first responders pay an incredible price for protecting us and keeping us safe. These are our everyday hometown heroes who have answered the call. And so the Tractor Supply Foundation is awarding $100,000 grants to 10 organizations that support these heroes. In addition, we're honoring local hometown heroes in our stores nationwide and offering all hometown heroes everyday savings and exclusive benefits through our Neighbors Club.
To learn more about the Hometown Heroes program, go to tractorsupply.com/hometownheroes.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Alan Nathan Show. A profound thank you to everyone at the Main Street Radio Network, including Alan and Jane and Joseph and Derek and James. It's always a pleasure to sit in for Alan when he's on assignment. We have the pleasure of having Al Parada with us one more segment to close out this hour, creator of the Bananas Republic Substack, and he has a comedy and a serious writing background from The Stream, and always fun and informative to talk to him. Al Parada, thanks for joining us for one more segment. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. So we were talking about one of my favorite subjects. It's kind of like Las Vegas, which I love a lot. Las Vegas, the minute you get off the plane, you're confronted with every vice you could possibly imagine. Whatever is your weakness, whatever you head for, do you head for the buffets because food is your thing, or sex, or money, whatever it is. And that's the Faustian bargain. It plays on your weakest link in your character and says, here's what you really want. You want to get reelected, don't you? You want to go to the best cocktail parties, don't you? Yeah, you know, and or we'll make you rich, or you can have a sweet young thing or a sweet male thing, whatever you want. What are your thoughts on that? And I don't know, can you mock that? I think you can. There's so many of those Faustian bargains in Hollywood stories. Yeah. It's been around forever, including opera.
yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's interesting. I mean, there's one thing that's kind of interesting is that I don't know if you've ever heard of like the, I think it's called the Republican Leadership Committee. Or, oh gosh, I'm forgetting the name of it, but it was the organization. It was the organization on Capitol Hill that Mike Johnson was heavily involved with before becoming Speaker. Gosh, I'm forgetting the name.
But
it basically meets a lot of conservative Republican members are part of it. But one thing that they were doing was they were taking under their wing any young conservative who came to work on the staff. They would work with them, not just on policy, which is obviously a big thing, but also on how to avoid the temptations of the town and the fallen. So many of the young people would come and then get corrupted in whatever way they would get corrupted. So they were training people, and I think that's one of the ways, at least in Washington, is that because you know yet today's little staffer, 20 years from now, is going to be the person running this think tank or running for Congress or being the chief of staff for this guy. So you get them, you train them young, you know, and strengthen them when they're young. And you have
that is great. You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of those talks that young 18-year-old privates in the Army got when they were going to Vietnam or Korea or whatever, about all the temptations in the country that they were in and that they had to be careful. You know, it's the same way. It's a swamp just like Vietnam. You're going, people are going to come out of the woodwork and tempt you with things like, what was her name? Lang Lang? Clang Clang? I forget.
Fang Fang? What? Like Eric Swalwell? What? Fang what Fang?
Yeah, Fang Fang.
Oh my gosh.
Fang
Fang. What would you rather have that? What would you rather have if you were a spy? That assignment or going behind enemy lines? You know, like in a tunnel in, you know, Gaza or something. I think that would definitely be a rough assignment. I'm sure she's
promoted to let's get serious
colonel or something by now.
For a minute in our last few minutes and talk about how you think the thing that I think more conservative everyday watchers who listen to this program want more than anything else is accountability, not revenge, as our previous guest said, but accountability, accountability on Russiagate, accountability on COVID, accountability on so many fronts. What do you say? Are you optimistic that there will be true accountability, or are we going to gloss it over the rug or sweep it under the carpet?
I do not think it's going to be glossed under the rug. Now, if we talk about convictions at trials, that might get a little hard. But you got to remember, the thing that is optimistic to me is the head of the FBI is the guy who did the grunt work to uncover that the Russiagate was a hoax.
Yeah.
You know, Cash Patel, he was the guy.
That's
He's the guy who figured that out. That's the Sherlock Holmes there. And he was also out of office for 4 years. I don't think he was sitting there the whole time, you know, running around with, you know, pretty starlets or whatever. I think he's just like Trump has been planning out that return. I think somebody like Cash Patel has been planning, you know, the investigations, knowing where to look, and all this. So to me, I believe this is part of the Trump return plan is to get that accountability. And part of that, to me, the big thing is for the public to know.
Yes.
That Barack Obama was the guy behind it all.
Yeah,
that to me is number one.
Let me just say that in the age of the internet, the all-powerful internet, where things never die and true humiliation is having everybody know about your deepest secrets, exposing on a grand scale so people cannot deny it, that can be as bad, if not worse, than anything.
Yeah, I'll tell my comparison right now is Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby got released on a technicality, but everybody knows what that guy is. And that is the goal for Barack Obama.
That's correct.
Because
you were going to say number
floating on this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And we've been watching it. We've been terrified of it. We thought he'd never be held accountable. Looks like he may just. You were going to say number two. What was number two? Do you remember?
Oh, but I think Barack Obama is actually number two. But sorry.
Ooh.
We weren't supposed to be funny. No. The accountability there. Yeah. But I do believe we will get tried. I do believe people will be charged because
they need to be.
Gather, part of what they're doing is considering a lot of this whole line of events as a continuation of basically the same crime, which was to get at Trump. So you're talking about the statute of limitations. Well, if they're still conspiring, the Mar-a-Lago raid was in part to go
they never
and get
stopped
at the documents.
Conspiring. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah, and if they're lying to Durham, you know, which we know, well, we know they're keeping stuff from him.
Right.
These documents being found in burn bags and files that are being classified, you know, limited access or whatever the phrase is, so nobody even knew they existed. That's a cover up. That comes back.
Sorry,
that
we have to ask.
Timeline a lot faster.
Have to wrap it up. Next time you come on, you can do more humor, but there's so much going on. Serious, funny, and in between, or it's just funny how serious things are today. Al Parada, thank you for joining us. Where do people find you at your Substack?
Bananas Republic.
Bananas Republic. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure always to talk to you. Well, that does it for this edition of the Al and Nathan Shows. Tune in every weekday for more on the Main Street Radio Network. Good day.
The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. So please, consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-719-0433 or at our website, mainstreetradionetwork.com.